Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Put in Monday, and I put my foot on brakes,
yep.
And I saw through the reflection on the glass that one of the brake lights was out.
Yeah.
And I thought, can you get pulled over for that? If one of your back brake lights...
I guess you can.
Is that a fine?
No, because, I mean...
You don't know. You just don't know.
I don't know. But who's going to find you? You go, your light's out. You go, oh, is it really? Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Well, but it was. I saw it in the back light, so I thought, I'd better.
You know what you do if they ever do try to find you for that?
What?
You say, I'm on my way to fix it now.
Well, that's what happened. I thought, I better get that done because I don't like having the brake lights out because it's a reason to pull you over.
No.
So.
It's not safe either.
Yeah, it's not safe. Exactly, Robert. It's not safe either. Safety's paramount. And I had a bulb in the car because I normally pull in.
Do you carry bulbs for your lights in the car?
No, well, I used to go to Super Cheap and the bloke there would change it. So you can go to Super Cheap and they can change the bulb for you.
So, and that's what you did?
No. I thought, I'm going to do this myself.
Why?
And so,
why?
Well, I thought, it's about time I get my hands dirty. So I rang Maddie from JM Autos.
You get your hands dirty every time you eat dinner.
That's another thing. I rang Maddie. I said, mate,
yeah.
I said, I don't have the implements to change the light bulb because they're the funny looking eight-sided bloody spanner looking things now.
Right.
That's why you can't, you know, it's not the good old days where it just had a bloody Phillips head.
Pop it off.
Yeah, pop it off or a clip like that. So I rang Maddie and I dropped in. I said, I want to do this.
Stay in your lane.
And he, no.
Yeah, go.
He showed me.
Yep.
And I had to get these big fat sausage fingers of mine through this little hole. And I had to get in. He said, see those two things there? You unwind them. And I unwound them. And I was able to then remove the cover and put in my first light bulb for the back of the brake lights. Yep.
How much money do you reckon you saved?
$10.
How long did it take you?
Half an hour.
$10.
Because my big
you saved $10 for I got half an hour of your time.
Yeah, and Maddie's there. And Maddie's there going. He said, "Don't you drop those things down because you know, got this little compartment. And if you drop the little the screw things down, you then got to try and rip everything off to pick them up to try and put it back in.
How much are these bulbs?
Oh, about $5.
$5.
Yep.
So you just buy the bulb $5 and in it goes.
Yep. So if you want me to change a light bulb for you in the back of the car.
No, well, Gwen had a headlight out last week.
Oh, they're a bit more difficult. I haven't got to that. I've just done the brake.
What are you going
to
do with the headlight?
That's another visit.
Okay.
So, but you can be done.
You pull in, you do the headlight, I'll do the brake lights. I've got the brake
Seriously,
lights covered.
It can be done. I don't know. See, all cars are different.
You surprise me week on week with your new skills.
It's all right, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Saturday. A lot happening on the Central Coast this weekend.
Yeah, there is.
We've got the election, Flavours by the Sea.
The election, that doesn't count.
No.
That's happening everywhere.
And
you can't avoid it.
Look, last week it was busy as well. Last weekend on Saturday we had Rock at the Races and Chloe, the good Chloe, because the bad Chloe's away, so producing. So we've got the good Chloe. Now,
Hello.
Good morning, actually, good Chloe, first of all. Something happened to the Triple M sort of signage, didn't it?
Yes, Gerg was telling me that someone borrowed the Triple M flag at Rock at the Races on Saturday.
On their way out.
Gerg's
on their way out.
The way out.
And we have it back now because they were just hanging out with it a block around the corner having a few drinks.
And these Triple M flags are quite big. So it's not something you could put in your pocket.
No, it was very large. There was no hiding it.
Yeah. And then the cops came by and said, hey, do you guys borrow that Triple M flag? And they've gone, no, it wasn't us.
So we get it right.
We got it back. It was in police custody for a short time, but it was now returned to us.
Rescue the Triple M flag.
To the rightful owners. So this morning we're looking at what did you borrow? And we're talking about what did you borrow? 133353.
Quite often happens with flags and banners.
Yes, yeah.
I remember going for a run with John Eales.
What happened with John Eales?
There's a cardboard cutout of John Eales.
Did you borrow that?
Had a few shandies. We borrowed John Eales from. Then I'll tell you what, those bouncers can run.
So
I ended up having to leave John Eales by a letterbox and keep going. See you, John.
See you, mate.
It was nice. We were just chatting, running, a cardboard cutout.
So, what did you borrow? Maybe someone else. You might want to not use your name to keep it anonymous.
It was a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Hang on. I think we got Brady. We won't say where he's from. Oh, his name actually is David, we'll call him. We'll call him David.
Hello, David.
G'day, David.
We better call him Brent because he won't know that we're talking to him.
Yeah, g'day, Brenty.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Okay, what did you borrow? It's just a borrowing thing today.
It was all borrowing, mate. We're having a few drinks till about 16, 17. My mate sort of backed onto a nursery. I won't name any company names. But we sort of, needless to say, it was Mother's Day. Mum woke up in the morning with a big concrete garden for water feature in the backyard all set up. And she loved the idea, but she made me mates take it all back in the morning.
Where did this come from? Where did this come from, boys? Borrowed it.
Concrete water feature.
My goodness.
Oh, I bet she was proud.
Gee, that took some effort.
Well, bloody heavy, I'll tell you that much.
Didn't it seem like a good idea at the time?
The thought was there. That's what
you
said, but now take it back,
boys. The thought was there, you idiots. Get rid of it.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Come on, mate. Just stop. Come on. Come on. I'm just doing the story about Channel 7 Dancing with the Stars. No. They're still chasing celebrity contestants and they...
No.
That's what they said ahead of the 2023 season.
Casting executives may still be searching for
And they haven't asked you. You've got to get a new manager. That's what you've got to do. You know whose manager should get? You should get Dennis Scott's manager because the former NRL star has found a new role on Selling Houses Australia.
Oh, hey. He might be in it.
G'day, Dennis.
G'day, guys. Great segue there. Well and truly.
Hey, mate, can Rob get your manager? Yeah. Because he's disappointed.
Need one. I lost mine.
he's very selective, so Rob might be in a bit of trouble.
Hey, let's talk about you, Dennis.
Now, Selling Houses Australia, it's back tonight. And now, are you replacing Charlie Elmo?
Am I replacing? Yeah. Mate, I've replaced, well and truly. Yeah. Charlie's gone to bigger and better things at Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, don't bring that up with Rob Palmer. Oh, jeez, they got rid of him on that as well. You know how to rub it in, don't you, Dennis? You've been a real bastard today.
That's it. Mate, Charlie's not a chippy, so Rob, so you're still safe as far as that.
That's right.
Nor is Rob Palmer.
Just a dumbass gardener.
You've seen some of the work that he did. Because Charlie's our local boy. I didn't know that he was, he's everywhere. He's bloody everywhere.
He is everywhere. Look, he's a fantastic guy, and he's got a fantastic role at Better Homes and Gardens. I've now taken over there and trying to sort of fill his boots and hopefully doing it justice. I'm sure I've got some people that still want to see Charlie, but look, honestly, if I ever see a comment, I say, look, you can get your Charlie fix on Better Homes.
Yeah, that's right.
Channel 7, but we don't want to talk about Better Homes Gardens because it's Selling Houses Australia Wednesday. Tonight is the first episode of season 15.
Now, you guys, you get these unsellable homes around Australia, do them up and try and offload them.
Yes, we do. Now, 9 times out of 10, really, it's pretty obvious what the problems are. But it does take a little bit of nous because we're limited budget. So between Wendy and I, we sort of then duke it out and decide who's getting what as far as budget goes. And then we try and weave some magic. Get a sold sign, but this season there's a few little hiccups as far as the real estate market and everything like that. So it's a tricky one this year.
Yeah, you get curveballs everywhere. Where would you reckon your best room to spend money is?
Outside, of course. What do you mean? the kitchen, obviously kitchens and bathrooms sell houses, and people, they're the areas that cost a lot of money. So if they're done, that's what people want to see. But as far as I'm concerned, like, the biggest room of the house is your exterior. So if your exterior is not looking any good, people aren't wanting to go in and even see the kitchen or bathroom. So it's important to get that first impression and get people's minds wanting to actually go inside and then see what's inside. So that's sort of the take that I have.
Fair enough.
All that. And the good thing is
talking himself into it.
With this makeover, it's done in an hour, not in bloody 5 weeks. You know, in an hour, you go,
I love those renos.
Yeah, exactly, which is good.
I wish it was done in an hour.
Oh, yeah, but on TV it's done in an hour.
Yes,
we
correct.
We don't have to sit through 5 weeks of seeing what it looks like. Now, hey, Dennis, we know you played for the Broncos, the Doggies, and also Melbourne Storm. Will, is this the year for the Broncos? Just want to know.
No, come on.
Look, I think they've started off on fire, but they're still a young squad.
Yeah.
I think if they make the top eight and possibly even that five or six, I think they're actually going to... it's a huge improvement, and I think that should be a big tick in Kevy's box. Looking at them at the moment, I think they are well and truly the team to beat at the moment, but I think being young, if they get a couple of injuries, that's going to be the telling toll.
If they lose Reece Walsh, they're out. They're gone. They're done.
I don't know about that. I think they've got enough talent to cover Reece Walsh, but either way, I think they're young and they've had a pretty ordinary mindset leading into this, but I think they've finally worked out that, you know what, if we work together as a team and not just as individuals, we're actually going to go places, and that's what seems to be happening.
And that's what happened. That's why they haven't got Rob Palmer on Dancing with the Stars, exactly.
Yeah.
If you worked as a team.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And Australian post offices will soon include changing rooms so people can try on their online purchases before they take their items home.
What's the point in online shopping if you have to go to the post office to try
it
on?
It's when your parcels don't arrive at home, mate, so that you get...
it's not, though, because you go to the post office and you pick it up and you take it home.
And then what happens if you don't like them? Just go, send them back. You can do that normally, but you're right there.
What's the difference? Why wouldn't you just go to the shop instead of going to the post office?
Well, it's a good idea because you can
try... At least then you can try on a number of items rather than just the one that you saw in a photo.
Yeah, but once, as I said, they're just trying to...
Dumb idea, Australia Post.
Mix it up.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Just quickly, Robert.
You're in the queue at Australia Post.
So we're going to speak to Tammy from Woi Woi very soon with my other news. What do you got? Good morning, Robert.
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Just a quick one because we need more time for your first class. six doctors have devised an experiment trying to get a message out about how long it took to swallow and excrete a plastic toy. You know, Lego heads?
Yeah.
So they've swallowed...
The doctors six, have. Yeah. Don't do this at home.
No. Well, the scientists in residence...
So they swallowed something
and
then...
Wanted to chart the journey of six Lego heads.
Through their system.
And see what came out the other side.
And did it come out?
They measured the time it took for the gulp Lego heads to be passed, and it was written down in a found and retrieved time, which is known as a fart score.
Found and retrieve
time.
And how long?
and retrieve time.
From the top end to the back end?
Bit of
time.
They didn't say.
Didn't say. Okay. Good experiment.
About a day and a half. about a day. But what the idea was, they wanted to express the importance of certain things that you shouldn't swallow, like button batteries, because they can...
Oh, they're dangerous.
They can burn through your esophagus.
Oh, you don't do that. Well,
in a couple of hours, because of the battery.
Yeah, don't leave them lying around, especially if you've got little kids.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. Safety warning.
Go on. Look, Qantas is taking its in-flight dining up market, and this is for those who've flown first class, some of us. It was from Darwin to Brisbane,
doesn't exist. That what is
did with the addition of caviar, crab, and
you've got economy
fish,
and you got business.
It was first class, mate. They gave me hot towels with toothfish to the menu and the promise of bigger portions.
Did
in
you
all
have
cabins.
A bed? Did the bed
no,
lie down?
No,
it's not first class.
First class passengers can expect top shelf products crafted into meals by Sydney chef Neil Perry. While those in other cabins will also notice changes from starter salads to ice cream, and while pointy end passengers can look forward to caviar and Queensland spanner crab, those in business class, which you generally fly, can order bunnock burn chicken and snapper rolls, whatever the bunnock burn chicken is, and economy passengers won't miss out either. They can expect a more substantial second meal on long-haul international flights with options such as Cajun prawn, spice rice, black beef pepper or sage ravioli, I should say. We've got Tammy from Woi Woi. G'day, Tam.
Oh, hey, Tam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Now, have you flown like with some of us first class before?
I've flown on a few different airlines first class to Europe and Dubai and also to Korea.
Oh, wow.
How come were you working with the airline?
No, I was going for personal and a bit of fun. and taken the family. And I had to go with my 3-year-old granddaughter to Korea in November, and I didn't want to not be able to sleep and be comfortable.
So how much that cost you?
What's that set you back?
$35,000 for the three of us one way.
One way?
One way.
So what happened on the way back? Did you go cheap?
No. So it was 70 all up.
Good God. Okay, now you would know, has Paddy Gerard ever flown first class from Darwin to Brisbane?
Okay, so to back Paddy here, I have to tell you, they used to, I haven't done it for a long time, nationally, first class as well with Qantas, and it was business class seats and everything else, but it is better quality in the alcohol you're given and in the food you're given.
Yeah. Timmy, going back to that $70,000. So what work do you do to afford $70,000 for three flights to go to Korea and return?
You want my playtime or do you want my other one?
Stop it. So, this is good.
I am here with Scotty on St. Hubert's at the minute. I actually work with disability. And I was a special ed teacher, but I actually write policies, procedures, and business draft models and things like that nowadays too.
Oh, so you're pretty clever. And okay, all right, and not dumb like us. No. So if you're clever, you can afford to fly first class. G'day, Scotty, in the background there. That is phenomenal. That is not everyone could do that.
You reckon?
No, not please.
It's not for kids and grandkids.
Is
in saying that the service is so much better, and my granddaughter didn't wake up for the breakfast at 4 o'clock because we flew in at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they were like, shall we parcel her something up, shall we do this, what would you like us to do, all that. They couldn't do enough.
Oh, well, $70,000. That's right. I would not.
And the baby cries, they take it away.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You probably never had to do this because you were that, you know, the sport little sibling of, you know, how many? Nine. Second youngest of nine. That was you. Everyone did everything for Paddy. You never had to get out and slug away to try and make a few bucks.
I worked at Big W in year 12 pushing trolleys to a certain stage, and then...
That's a job. Until you got sick of it.
It was so hot and bloody humid, mate.
Oh, there you go.
You know how I sweat like a pig?
Everyone had side hustles.
Went home and told Mum. I said, geez, it's hot.
We started a car washing business when we were kids.
Did you?
Went quite well. We had, you had a list of different car washers.
Yeah.
So you would have one that was outrageously expensive.
How old were you?
The Deluxe. Oh, I would have been 13.
What, did it out front of your joint?
All the way around the block. So we made flyers and we dropped them in everyone's letterbox and said, on this date, we're doing car washing. And so we went round the block. And anyone that wanted the car wash, they already knew because we had the sheet. You had the Deluxe, the Super Deluxe.
Who, you and your brother Mikey?
There was myself, and three mates.
And so?
So we went round. We were charging, the Super Deluxe car wash was $20. That was when that was a long time ago.
But how did you get the vacuum cleaner around? Did you just use the power from
the
house?
You just used their vacuum cleaner.
Oh, right.
Or just, I can't remember what we did with the vacuum. No, it was all external. We didn't do the inside.
Oh, you've got to do an inside if you're going to do a Deluxe car wash, mate.
How are we supposed to get around more than 20 cars if we're doing an inside
You're
as well?
Sacked. I wouldn't go in.
But we made a fortune because we had the Snazzy, which was $8, but it was just basically you'd let the car drip dry. So it said exactly what you're offered. And then you had the middle range one that you wanted everyone to take, which was where you chamois dried the car.
Yeah.
And you washed it. And we made heaps of money.
Don't they
great.
Stink, those chamois?
But there's an
easier
way.
You roll them up when they're all gunky and wet.
If you're a kid with a side hustle,
yeah,
you'd be thinking you wish you'd got this one. The Melbourne kid, he's making $40 an hour, and all he's doing, actually he's probably making more than that. He's 13-year-old, Ben Adler from Brighton. He started a business. You know what he does? Paints street numbers on people's property.
Was he charged $20 for that?
He's got little stencil numbers, and he charges $20. He goes, do you want your street number?
Painted on your gutter.
On the gutter next to the house. And he's charging $20 a pop, and he's making a fortune.
He should be investigated.
He said he works up to 20 hours on the weekends.
Good work to him.
He goes almost 50 k's on his bike to get to customers and back home again.
Good on him.
That's awesome.
Side hustle.
So you could have learned something.
All right. But what about those window washers, those people who saw that story? That was just last month. A man who washes driver's windscreens at a popular intersection in Sydney. Wouldn't do that.
What would you do? You
earns a whopping $150 for 2 hours work, $75 an hour.
You just wave them away, don't you?
What's that?
When they come up to your car and they got the water out and the thing, and you go,
I don't look. I turn away.
You and pretend that you're struggling to get reception on your radio.
And you're thinking I'm getting coins. He washes my window, then it turns green. I go, bang it. No, I don't do that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.